Welcome to UmYoBiz.com, unmasking your opinion. For so long, we've been told that we do not have a voice. Well, democracy, ruled by the people, we have a voice. What is UmYoBiz.com? It's an accountability movement where the social community connects and brands for businesses of all types. What we've done is we've removed the power of advertising agencies who can't guarantee you the results you're looking for, and we put the branding power in the hands of your community who has been supporting your businesses for decades. We call it a service for a service. See, we're in the generations of social media, so collectively the community as a whole is committed to branding your business as a whole via social media. And you may say, how can you get the community as a whole to brand my business? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. The community consists of any student, club, organization, church, school, youth, teen, social media influencer, YouTuber, content creator, or podcaster. They are recognized as an account executive. So that means that your monthly payment is now going towards the community, the very people that have been supporting your business every single day that you are open, for years, for decades, for generations. Now you're putting the money back into the pockets of the community versus the advertising agencies. Does that make sense? That's how we're able to guarantee that your business will be branded, because if you're paying me to brand your business, I'm going to brand your business because I need that payment. I remember working for an advertising company and I was an account executive, right? So every time that I would get a business for that radio station, I would only receive 15%. And I would say to myself, man, I got to get businesses who would really pay some top dollars. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to eat and I got to pay bills. Well, just imagine if you come up with an entity where you pay the community 50% and it's residual, because some of those businesses will still brand each and every month. But as an account executive working for a radio station, I wasn't getting the money each and every month. Then it makes sense to me. So you create the same process, but you continue to give these individuals who's branded these businesses resources. Why? Because again, they have been supporting these businesses anyway. And since everyone is on social media, only thing that they're doing now, sharing that business virtual business card, sharing the business virtual search directory. So if I'm looking for a barbecue place, or if I'm looking for a mobile place, I'm able to search onto this virtual directory. The virtual cards pop up with unlimited videos, unlimited commercials, unlimited infomercials, right? And you're paying pennies on a dollar for what you would normally pay. So we created prices that every business will be able to afford. That way there's no business who can say no. If you say no, we're going to boycott your business. That's why we call it the accountability factor, the accountability movement. Why? Because if we've been sustaining your business for this long and we're asking for a small amount to support these youth, to support these clubs, all these fundraising that we've been doing year after year with cookies and popcorns, well, that's not working. But if I can provide you a service for a service, not asking for donation, a service for a service. Now I know each and every month, not only are we patronizing your establishment, but each month we're getting those fundraising dollars that we need to help our club, to help that particular student, to help our school, to help our organization, to help that student athlete who is now not able to get resources because they're an athlete. But if they can operate and work as an independent contractor, an account executive, then that makes it legal. It's no different from them working for a radio station while they're athlete and they telling the radio station, hey, we got mobile, or we got Metro, or we got AT&T who's willing to brand on your radio station, right? And they're getting paid for that. So that makes it legal if you're operating as an account executive or executive accountant or independent contractor. But if you want to go there real quickly and find out, go to umyobiz.com, umyobiz.com, umyobiz.com. So not only are you saving money by branding, but you're also being recognized as a business who is supporting your community. I want you to think about this for a second. For years, for decades, we have been supporting all of these businesses, but it's been impossible for us to determine who has been supporting community in return. And the best thing about your community branding for you is you can pick who you want to brand your business. So go to umyobiz.com to choose the account executive of your choice. Let me give you an example. You have 60 members in your church, and each member are registered to 4 unique platforms: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, with at least 500 followers per platform. That's 120,000 people that now has access to view your virtual business card. This is not including email or mobile. You have companies paying anywhere from $275 and up monthly to say that I can reach 1K individuals going through email. What's 1K versus 120K? And this is also not including the hundreds and thousands who will visit the virtual search directory if they're looking for a business in a particular city or state. How much would you pay for that? And once this goes global, how much reach can your business handle? So for advertising agencies who seek branding power, from top youth who's ready to go pro, athletes or professional athletes, clubs or organizations with large memberships, you can choose who you want to brand your business as a tax write-off. The bigger the organization, the bigger the athlete, whether it's a student who is in high school, about to go to college, whether it's a college person who is about to go to pro. The bigger the organization, the bigger the nonprofit, the bigger your visibility. And we're building entrepreneurs as early as elementary. And businesses can now choose whether they want an account executive who has a large social media followers, or just Mike, who has a powerful story on why he will be chosen to brand for you. The key to this is the community as a whole will all be sharing this virtual card directory, so you still get the visibility no matter who you select. Now, to empower community, it's a necessity as a democracy to work together due to the system that is only getting worse. The system is getting worse. We have been voting people into office that has no solutions. And it's going to take the people to start with a solution, not the solution, but a solution as a starting point. So we stepping up to the plate, and we ask that everyone, every business, every able body to support the cause. This will assist in eliminating crime, potential violence from those who are seeking options. So go to umyobiz.com, register as an Umyo community supporter, register as a business owner, and register to boycott those businesses that have been taking our dollars for granted by not supporting the Umyo social community. You have the elderly. A lot of our elders only have limited income, so they need our help. So you may see the elderly, you may see those who are unemployed. Until we come together and we support each other, only then will we be able to make a difference in this system that is continuously fighting back and forth while we, the community, or majority of the community are suffering. And some of you may say, well, I don't have a business that needs to be advertised, but I'm hiring. Well, you go to umyourbiz.com. You can also list employment opportunities. And for those who may just want to contribute, you go to umyournetwork.com. And we're seeking 1 million members. And we're seeking 1 million members to donate $1. We're looking for everyone in the world to donate $1. We have a message of transparency as to what we're going to be doing with those resources that comes in. Go to umyonetwork.com and you will see exactly what it is that we're going to be doing with the resources that comes in. We have to help our community. What's a dollar, right? Yes, you can donate more than a dollar, but what's a dollar? One thing about what we're doing when we're talking about transparency is each and every week we're giving away money, we're giving and paying bills, gas, all of these entities, but we know that it has to come from the public. We know that it has to come from the community, and we know that there's people who's going to need $5,000 a week, you know, some that's going to need $100,000 for the month. We know that they're going to need those things. If we don't give this away, like we say we're going to give it away, just stop giving. And that just makes sense. So we've been giving to these organizations, but we don't know where they're giving the proceeds back to. Here, you will see it. It will be transparent. And you will see everything it is that we're doing at the Umyo Network. Remember, it's going to take a community to be able to make this thing happen. And we're looking for you to donate to the community. You're going to see what we're doing with the resources each and every week. So if you don't see it, don't give. That's how serious we are about what we're going to do, because we don't mind showing transparency. I've heard the word transparency all of my life, and I've yet to see it from any political person who has went to office. People can't reach them, people can't get in contact with them. But if you have the Umyo community that comes together and we're seeing it live on the platform, live on social media, you're going to see exactly what it is that we're going to be doing with the resources that comes in. One more thing, this is only the beginning, but we have to have a starting point. And once we have a starting point, you're going to see lives change. But we can't continue to rely upon this system, whether you're red or whether you're blue. And I want us to be smart. Do not allow the system to manipulate us, to make us go against each other, from the Democrats to the Republicans. If we are being sincere, there's something wrong with the Republicans. There's something wrong with the Democrats. So the people have to be the difference maker. That's why they call it democracy, right? The people have to step in and help each other, despite how we feel about each other, despite the bias, despite the racism, despite the sexism. It doesn't matter. We have to step in and help each other. Who can disagree with that? Who can disagree with giving a family each and every week $5,000? Who can disagree with giving a family each and every week $10,000? Who can disagree with that? And knowing that there's going to be a person that's going to be selected each and every week, each and every month, bills paid, car notes paid, all of these things, homeless people with homes. Who can disagree with that when you're seeing that, and you're seeing that we're doing it as a community, the Umyo community? The Umyo community is nothing without you. But we have to create a starting point. I am so tired, and I'm sure most of you as well are so tired of all of these entities that have been taking our dollars, and we're not seeing anything with it. But with transparency, and you're seeing that person who's coming on saying, thank you, we appreciate this, we really needed this. You see that student who's coming aboard, said, oh my God, I'm able to pay off my student loans. You're seeing us doing it as a community. What business, what community, from a country standpoint, from a global standpoint, can say they disagree with a plan of action where community is depending upon community for the first time. So it doesn't matter what the system does, what the red and the blue do, if you got us coming together, despite our differences, despite our opinions, coming together, depending upon one another and giving. Now you're going to have more people that's going to be giving. So we're looking for every podcaster who has been supported, these YouTubers who have been supported, making money from the people who are watching you each and every week. We're looking for you to become members. We're looking for you to register. We have the perfect platform for you to register as well. You can put all your videos on there, all your YouTube videos on this one virtual card. We will make it unlimited. We're doing it to where it's impossible for you to say no, because we're giving you everything it is that you're looking for from a social media perspective, from a branding perspective. So you're not just branding yourself on the YouTube. You're actually entering and adding your videos to these virtual cards as well. UmYoNetwork.com and UmYoBiz.com. Register today. Support our elderly. Support the unemployed. Another thing that I like about this, you have a lot of ex-offenders who are going back, but you got those who do not want to go back. Well, guess what? When someone chooses you, you can either say you're an ex-offender or you don't have to. Right? But another thing also, I want us to know this. If you're committing crimes, violent crimes, crimes with weapons, you're not welcome on this site. If you're destroying the lives of family members, you're not welcome on this site. This is only for those who want additional options than those that are out there. But if you are committing crimes and you're out there hurting people, killing people, murdering people, you're not welcome on this site. And I believe that the law should be changed. If you hurt someone, you kill someone, mandatory 50 years. Because if our youth learn at a young age that I may never see freedom again, it will deter them from crime. I don't care how mentally ill they are. We also have life and behavioral courses online. We also have financial literacy courses online. We want to provide that to anyone who needs it, whether it's business owners, whether it's the account executives, well, there's anyone who just wants to learn. Say, well, how much is that? It's no cost. But if you want to donate, you're able to donate. And I know it's going to be a lot of classes where these individuals are going to want that. So donations are definitely welcome. The reason why we're doing that is because we need it, and there's individuals who really need it that can't afford it. And it may be the same people who are the account executives. But if we do not give to the people, if we do not give to our communities, we're doing exactly what the system is desiring us to do, which is to stay separated, stay divided, compete, and may the best person win. But if we can help our brother, our sister, who needs a hand, and we can do that collectively, then there's so many people that we're able to help and so many lives that we're able to change. I think this is what the politicians should be saying. And we should be seeing the results. But if we continue to vote people into office year after year and we don't see a change, something is wrong. The people who are governing our lives are bickering back and forth. And right after bickering, we see them going down, sitting down at a table, eating together. Something is wrong with that picture. So as a community, we're going to show the system that together we can. So if you want to make a donation, go to imyournetwork.com. And all donations are accepted. But business owners, podcasters, we're looking for you to register. We're looking for you to choose one member in our community, whether it's an elder, whether it's a youth, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a content creator, it doesn't matter. We're looking for you to select someone so that we can support them on a monthly basis. The military are hurting. Our military men and women are hurting. Our veterans are hurting. There has to be a system in place that shows transparency. So when you go to umyourbiz.com, you're going to see the plan of action of what we will be doing and where the resources will be going. Our military are hurting. Our servicemen who's already in the military, they're hurting. With PTSD, they're hurting. We have to do something. We must do something. And the Umyo community is committed. This movement is committed. Umyo Network. UmyoBiz.com. And you're going to see all of our platforms that we have. When you support our platform, just as you are supporting all of these other platforms out there that are just taking, when you support our platforms, we're able to create more platforms for you, but we're able to share with you where our resources are going back to. We don't have to share with you that we're going to be helping community with our profits. But when you have a company that comes to you and you say, when you support our platforms, you're going to see where our profits are going to go. You're going to see what we're going to be pouring our profits into, back into the people. Why? Because everything is owned by community. We have to get back to giving, but we have to know what organization to give to. This is a new organization. We got to start trusting something. But when you have someone who is sharing with you, if you don't see the plan of action that's on the Umyo Network, if you don't see us doing that plan of action, stop giving. If you don't see the transparency, we wrote it down first so that you can see it. And now we want to give it. But in order for us to give it, we got to show it to you first. That way, if you don't see it, stop giving. They brainwashed us to continue to give to organizations where we don't see where the resources are going. So we have a for-profit, we have a not-for-profit. But this lets you know, even with the for-profit, that we're still pouring our resources back into the community. I want you to think about YouTube. I want you to think about Facebook. Just imagine what would happen if they pour all of those billions of dollars back into the community. What would happen? And guess where they're making the billions of dollars from? Us. And we're continuously pouring all of those billions into those platforms that's not giving back. A lot of things are common sense. So if you got platforms that are giving it back into the community and they're sharing with you, if you don't see us give back, stop giving. Who does that if they're not serious about it? So we have to wake up and we have to think about things that just make sense. And once we start giving, sharing, then we'll see the change. But as long as this competition is here, everybody's going to be hungry for every dime it is that they can get. But if you have a dime that you can spare, give it. And you're going to see us as a community, one community, make a change. It only takes a political person who's running for office to come up with a concept where They're pouring the resources back into the community. And you're going to start hearing that because they heard it here first. But you see, in order for us to do that, we have to own our own technology. So when you go to umyourbiz.com, look at the technology it is that we have. Only thing we ask you to do is register. And if you choose to use it, that's even better. And that gives us advertising dollars to pour back into our communities. The Umyo community. Register as an Umyo community on umyobiz.com. We need everyone global to register on umyobiz.com as a Umyo community member. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. If you want to leave a video saying why, you're able to do that too. So when we go to that page and we see all of the community members, it speaks volumes. And we go to Umyo Network and we see the resources that have accumulated, and you see the people that are being, some would like to say blessed or provided the opportunity to have some form of assistance, says a lot and it speaks volume. Our military is hurting. Our elderlies are hurting. There's some out there that do not even have AC or food. We need to know who they are. But you're going to see what we're going to do. There's a community that's here. And the community needs those that are like-minded and understand that we're not asking for anything that a community should not be asking for, which is to unify when it comes to helping those that are within our community that needs a helping hand. Who can disagree with that? Register your business today. Register as a community member, which is a free registration on umyourbiz.com, and donate. We need 1 million registered members on Umyo Network. Register so that we may help those in our communities. And share this message so that there would be no excuse when some of you who go to these Asians stores and you're asking them for their support and they're in your neighborhoods, and if they say no, fine, we're going to boycott your business. No one is going to shop at your business. It's imperative that to make a difference, we have to make it as one community, one Umyo community. If you have problems going to the site, there's nothing wrong with the site. If you have problems and it's a time lapse, there's nothing wrong with the site. Just keep coming back, and I'm sure you can read between the lines. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Umyo community family.